just to show you something, to let you see something, to lead you somewhere. In Persian language, home address is Neshani, means your Neshan. Everybody will ask about your name and your Neshan, Namu Neshan, because your name, the rest of it is your Neshan, means your family name, means your address, means your official existence and things like that. It's too complicated, and Rumi is playing with it. He knows that this Kaniz will receive something else, that Ghulam will receive something else. So there was this differentiation. Now the parrot.
"Where is my present?" asked the parrot. "Relate what thou hast said and seen." "Nay," said he, "indeed I am repenting of that, gnawing my hand and biting my fingers."
Have you noticed the magic? The parrot knows something, because he doesn't say, "Where is my present?" He say, "Where is my present? Tell me, what did you say? What did you see?" Saying and seeing. Because he knows that. He sent the message. How did you say it? And what did you see of that? And the merchant, yes, he regrets. Let's hear the regret.
"Why, from ignorance and folly, did I idly bear an inconsiderate message? O master," said the parrot, "what is thy repentance for? What is it that causes this anger and grief?"
Somehow very difficult. How do you like to dissect it? Because he's using some special words here which were not needed really, and it's somehow forced linguistically in it. Muqtazist. First of all, Muqtazist means Muqtazi asked, and Muqtazi is an Arab word that is not used that much, but we have to learn a lot about it because of the sensitivity of the word itself. The word, the verb itself is qaza. You all know about that. Qaza means consequence. But in the mystic text, you will find a lot of different things attached to this qaza. For example, when they talk about fate, and you do something, something will happen to you, and say, "That was the fate." We'll say that was qaza. And Rumi is talking about this qaza a lot. He started in the second paragraph about this iqtiza, because it could give you two different meanings. One could give you the idea of holy interference with your life, that there is the hand coming from the other side and doing the things. And they mix it with the qadar, which is the proportion. Then qaza wa qadar will make one school of thought that the people, they believe that whatever is happening is going to happen, no matter what you do. Everything is written in advance, and it will bring some very logical explanation about the dried pen. We'll come to that, a Quranic verse. Anyhow, here Rumi is looking at this and will give you that word to think. The parrot is asking the merchant about why you are so angry, why the regret. But he will not say why the regret. He will say, "Yes, what is this regret coming from? And what is that hatred you accumulated? And what that hatred in you is the consequence of what? Or what is happening that sadness in you could be understood? Why should, how could we balance between this and that. It's a complicated word over there because the parrot knows a lot. That's why he sent the message. He wants to know why you regret it. You got my message, yes?
I told thy complaints, said he, to a company of parrots resembling thee. One parrot got scent of thy pain, her heart broke, and she trembled and died.
You see, that verse is all the merchant will say. This is the information about the story is just there. The rest now, look what where he will go from here. In the same paragraph, you see, it's a very long paragraph, and in this paragraph, the only thing we heard is that the guy will come with the present, and the parrot is asking for his share. Now, let's find what the regret is all about.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
Just what the Persian is for the trembled and died?
Line?
1656.
One by the sent with pain, the heart broken, she tried, but... 1656, you said, right?
Yeah, in the old book, anyway.
It's in the new book.
Same line.
Okay, read the verse, please.
One parrot got scent of thy pain, her heart broke, and she trembled and died.
Okay. That's something that almost impossible to translate. It goes like this, that one of those parrots smelled your pain and problem. That is pain, problem, and things like that. So he smelled it. This is an expression. In Persian language, when I want to say that you are totally ignorant about this subject, or you say you haven't smelled it even, because the smell is the first approach and the faintest information that you receive first. So that's how he uses it. That one of those parents smelled, means understood, got it a little bit of your pain. Then, Zahraj Bedri, Zahre. Zahre is something that I try to explain. They believe that it's the liver. And in the liver there is something that, like a bag, which is containing all your bravery. So if you are very brave, you have a big Zahre. If you are not a brave person, if you are a chicken, something like that, your Zahre is very small, okay? And the catastrophe is when this bag will explode, will be torn apart. So you will lose all your confidence, you go deep down, submerged in fear and things like that. This is what happened to him. Zahraj Bedri means that. I come to Zahra, yes.
So instead, it's the gallbladder here, like in this translation, saying when her heart broke, it's that her gallbladder broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the word for gallbladder in Arabic is marar.
Yes.
Which has the bitterness.
The bitterness. But Zahra has nothing to do with all that. That's where medically they supposed it could be located. But when you say Zahra, first of all, Zahra comes from Zahra. Zahar is poison. Zahar is poison. And Zahre is when you keep something which is maybe opposite of the poison. You have it inside you. It's this archaic one. If you want, I will look in it to see it more than that. But nobody Zahre is bravery. And they thought it's a bag somewhere and it will explode, so you will lose it. That's the word. Zahraj Bedri. Then it was shaking and died. So for that trembling of the fear, we say that Zahra is torn apart. When you tremble and you submerge in fear.
Yes, thank you.